This Scott Sigler story is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Need a new domain, website, blog, or know someone who creates those things? Then write down these new discount codes for big savings at GoDaddy.com. Scott8 saves you 10% off your order. Scott9 saves you $5 off orders of $30 or more. Scott10 gets you a new domain for just $7.45. And save 20% off any hosting plan with the code SCOTT20H1.
Welcome to the Friday Fix, where we give you news and interviews from the world of Siglerism. An extra hit to string you out until Sunday story. And now here's your host, Dark Overlord Media's director of doom, a real girl herself, A. Kovacs.
Hi, this is A. Kovacs, the director of doom at Dark Overlord Media. Yep, I run the publishing company known as Dark Overlord, guilty as charged for publishing The Starter and The Rookie by your future Dark Overlord, Scott Sigler. Speaking of those novels, we'll have them out as ebooks for all formats and as downloadable audiobooks you can buy for your computer, iPod, or MP3 player around December 2010. Today on the Friday Fix, I hate to even admit my part in this debacle, today we have my interview on Let's Get Pissed with the FDO. I was in the hot seat at DragonCon 2010, interviewed by Scott's cousin, Francis Dominic Olivieri. I kind of wish I had a time machine to erase this, but sadly, that's on my to-do list right after I complete my perpetual motion machine. Thanks to the Skeptic Track at DragonCon for letting Francis use the room and the recording gear. Thanks to Derek and Swoopy of Skepticality for making it happen. And special thanks to the Shout Slap. Yeah, such a classy term. That was none other than Donna Mugavero, the diva of design for Dark Overlord. And as usual, this one's not for the kids. There's more than a little foul language in here, so listen at your own risk. And enjoy your Friday Fix, junkies.
All right, we're ready to get rolling here. How you doing, everybody? Everybody, how you doing?
How you doing?
It's customary when someone asks you how you doing to say how you doing. So how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for fucking asking already. All right, so number one, let's get this off my chest right now. My name is Francis Dominic Olivieri. This is my show, Let's Get Pissed with the FDO, where we do our five ceremonial shots. We ask a five ceremonial questions, and if you do real good, you get a six bonus shot and a six bonus question. My guest today is A. Kovacs, the director of Doom. World famous skeptic, and right off the bat, let me say, fuck you, George Traub. Following up a show after George Traub, I tell you what, I'd rather go jump on the Eiffel Tower right up the colon. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how you doing? It's like,
how you doing?
How you doing? So we're going to do the best we can with this show. I do have to let you know that our shot slut is Donna Mugavero. It is the sacred and holy duty, as confirmed by the Pope, to fill up the shot glasses with the ceremonial tuaca, which also happens to be a sponsor of this show. P.G. Holyfield already has his tuaca in hand. Tuaca, as we go through the show, I will describe the taste of the tuaca. It has some particular palatary characteristics that you're going to find quite pleasing. You know what I'm saying? So tuaca is the sponsor for this show. It is distilled from the taint juice of the Roman legions. Little known fact, but delicious. You know what I'm saying? Gabiche is fantastic. So I told you my guest today is A. Kovacs. So we're about to get ready on our five questions. Does everybody know A. Kovacs here?
How you doing?
How you doing? So I have often been described as the Larry King of the podcast world because my questions are so hard-hitting, they like a fucking punch right in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like you've been out too long at the bar and you're shooting off your jaw like this and kabish! Somebody puts it to you like that. That's like my questions are just like that. Only without the suspenders and the skeleton shoulders. Okay, so. Donna, shot slut Mugavero, if you could fill up the ceremonial tuaca glasses right off the bat. What do you look, you're Irish, you show up with whiskey in hand? What the fuck?
It's like a safety blanket.
It's like a safety blanket. Your people, I don't know. Oh, the other sponsor of this show I forgot to tell you is Pauly Big Nuts Transmission Shop. If you do want to get your gear shifted, trust the man that spells nuts with a Z, all right? Not to be confused with IROC Z, which is the most fucking magnificent car on the fucking face of the planet. I prefer cherry red with a big gold dragon on the hood, you know what I'm saying? Or the Firebird, Trans Am, whatever the fuck you got. So are you ready to do the ceremonial shot?
I'm ready.
All right. Anybody who has brought a beverage of any kind, feel free to participate in this. It's like a social media experiment, only with more booze and more puking, okay? So
the shot's left, she's not drinking.
Donna, what's that?
I don't think the shot slut is drinking.
The shot slut is required by law in Atlanta to do 3 shots with us, and then she can decide for herself. Because we don't want to force women to do anything, you know what I'm saying? Here we go. Cheers!
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know what it is? It's like Christmas in your mouth is what it is.
I fucking hate Christmas. Are you kidding me?
It's like a whole family reunion condensed down into one disenfranchised ball and then shoved in your mouth like a gobstopper. That's what it is.
It's like a hazelnut gone wrong.
Yeah, it is. It's like a bad hazelnut, you know. So
what the fuck is a hazelnut? I don't even know what this is.
So here we go. I know we're a little late in the time, so we're probably going to blow through these questions like Jenna Jameson backstage at the AVN Awards, okay? So it's going to happen pretty fast. You might feel a little moisture on your face. Ignore that. Wipe it off. Go on with the show. Okay, here we go. First question. I understand that you hail from the great city of New York.
This is true.
And yet you talk all fancy pants with your smarmy accent. It's like you don't even know who the fuck you are anymore. Like you forgot your people. What is this all about? Please elaborate to the people in the audience why you've abandoned yourselves.
I asked you
a fucking question already. Let's go.
Am I supposed to have an accent like you? Is that the idea?
Hey, I'm just asking you a little question about yourself. I know it's a little friendly get to know you. How the fuck are you? How you doing? What's with the no New York accent if that's where you're born and bred? What's that all about?
I have a New York accent. There's just more than one.
And what New York accent is this?
Wherever it is, you didn't come from.
Jesus. Listen. All right, first of all, when you're from Jersey, you're not so happy with the New York people. You have to answer the question, why no New York accent? Give me something.
I got nothing. Here's the thing. When I was younger, I moved away. I moved to Nashville, Tennessee. And woohoo, they were really, really nasty to me. And they called me Yankee. They wouldn't give me gas at the gas station. Yeah. I had a little more of an accent back in the day, and it was hard. And so instead, I got rid of the accent.
It was hard.
It was hard, and instead, I got rid of the accent.
Well, where's your Tennessee accent?
Fuck Tennessee. That's all.
Except for
the guy who loved Nashville.
In the off chance that Tuaca is brewed in Tennessee.
There are no Roman legions in Tennessee.
Hold on. I believe it is made in Tuscany, and nothing bad ever came out of Tuscany. All right? So let's get that straight right now. All right. Now we move on to the second question. This could be a little bit harder. I understand you're what's called a scab chick. A scab chick? What is this? Oh, wait. We need our second. I'm sorry. I've already forgotten myself. We need shot slut. Please refill the holy glasses with the taint juice of the Roman legions. And then we'll talk about the scab chicks, I think it is.
Oh, it's not scab chicks.
Scab chicks and the carpetbagger gentleman. Is that what it is?
Skep.
Skep.
Try it again.
Skep, like skep to the loo, my darling, like that.
A little. Okay. Try one more time.
Skep chick.
There you go.
Oh, you're those fucking skeptical assholes. Is that what it is?
We're not the assholes or the taints. I think we're the cookies.
All right. So listen. Listen, you and the Irish cookie, pick up that shot.
Okay. Thank you.
Donna Mugaro, shot slot. You're going to be required to shoot this shit too, all right? Don't worry about it. It's like Christmas in your mouth. I've done this before. You think I was born yesterday, Gamish? Put some in there, for Christ's sakes.
My fungo.
Oh, shit. We got a native. What the fuck?
What if I do the shot slot and she sits here?
I think you got to do your shot. Ready? Anybody who brought beverages with them to participate in this social media experiment, only with more drinking and more puking, please raise your glasses. Salute!
Jendan.
Oh. Oh. You know what it is?
I fucking hate Christmas.
You know what it is? It's like, you know, you got snow and Christmas and all them fucking squirrels and shit. It's like a bunch of fucking squirrels put through a meat processor.
I have never fucked a squirrel.
And then packed into a blood sausage, and then you like put that in your mouth, you like know, Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory.
Where the hell did you have Christmas?
That is a subject for a later show.
This does say taint juice in the ingredients.
Fucking hate.
It should say
That's
fucking
the
golden
time I
delicious
said that
taint
word,
juice.
But just, I'll tell you.
All right, so first of all, a half question. This is a question, two parts. Could you please describe this skeptical bullshit?
I don't know anything about skeptical bullshit. I am a skeptic. I am also a skeptic. Skeptic means I live and work and I'm friends with the raddest girls on earth. My bitches! And skeptic means I don't believe any of your bullshit until I get a little more info.
I thought you were going to say until you get a little more in, you know what I'm saying? Gabish!
And I fucking hate Christmas.
So listen, here's what I got to talk to you about. All right, so now I told you I'm the Larry King of the podcast world.
You
very
told
serious, hard hitting questions. I understand that a bunch of you bitches was involved. Oh, excuse me, you skeptics was involved in this vaccine movement stuff. You're trying to put money in the pockets of Big Pharma. You're trying to do. You're trying to give me fucking autism over here already. I want to know, why are you trying to make these fat cats fucking rich and all this other shit? Answer, please.
Okay. Well, the first part of that question is, anything is better than this. No. Little bit of autism, little bit of vaccine.
That's only because I'm not in my fucking Trans Am. That's all reason.
Come really?
On. Yeah. This in a Trans Am, don't even ask about it. You know what I'm
but
saying?
But yeah, my skeptical skeptic girl, Elise, she can't be here today. She saved the world. That's why we're doing the vaccine clinic. She's trying to save the world. We're trying to
so
help.
So you're building an ark then?
To Elise.
Listen, I only know one way to save the world. That is, you build an ark and it rains a bunch and you get a bunch of animals and that shit.
Say skeptic again.
What's that?
Say skeptic again.
Skeptic.
Skeptic again.
Skeptic again.
I'll show you a little more later. It's going to be good. You don't need an ark.
All right. Listen, New York's starting to creep back in that shit already. Can you hear it? Starting to get in there?
New York!
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
All right. So clearly, my guest today, not that I would ever judge, is a tool of Big Pharma. We're going to have to go ahead and ride that out. We all know that these vaccines is bullshit. Although I did get a little vaccine today just to try it out.
I know. How'd that go for you, Frankie?
It was like driving a fucking rusty nail.
It was a little bit like Christmas, I bet.
It was not like Christmas. Where did you have Christmas that you like needle sticking in your ass?
I'm just...
Oh,
you
yeah.
should have Christmas,
Christmas
at my house.
Christmas at Folsom. That Christmas, for sure.
You heard I was Irish, right?
I've heard this, yes. So Christmas for you is a good thing. All right, we're getting ready to do the third shot. Shot slut, how are we doing on these shots?
Doing okay.
Doing okay. Does anybody have any beverages in the audience would like to participate with us? It's like virtual reality, sort of.
Holy crap.
Only with more liquid. And more DUIs. And a little bit more jail time, but not too much, because we know you're looking at the kiddie porn anyways, right? So that's... It's all the same fucking shit when you're in Folsom, is what I'm saying. All right, so here we go with shot number three. We're getting ready for question number three. Any of you guys got a beverage, raise it up in the air. And everybody, salute!
Salute!
Mmm. Oh, that. That's fantastic.
I just feel like I'm about to film a Vita Vita Vegemin commercial with this.
You know what that's like? You know
that's
what
that, young. You're so young.
You know what yeah. that's like? That's like... When you have a birthday when you're a little kid and your mom springs for the clown and the clown shows up with a fucking red frowny face, it is. It's like a birthday clown in your mouth. That's what that is like right there. Question number three. For A. Kovacs, tool of Big Pharma. Now, we realize that most of the time, today included, you wear a lot of black.
Bitches.
There's a lot of black in the wardrobe. There's black. I know your other business partner. She doesn't like the black too much. So listen, what I got to ask you, and this might be a tough question, but you're sort of amongst friends in our studio audience of millions of people here.
Everybody but you, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
You think
but
I'm
me.
A tool.
What is with the Satan worship, carousing with the devil, listening to Motley Crue, and that Satanist Barry Manilow? What is it? And of course, the ultimate devil band, New Kids on the Block. Answer.
Oh!
Please answer the question.
Truthfully,
you are under oath.
Chef's
Chef Stalkers! San Dimas High School football rules.
You can't say I got nothing. It's a fucking interview show. What are we talking about here?
Look,
Jenny McCarthy's waiting right outside. If you don't want to take the mic.
Bring that bitch in, because I could take that bitch.
All right,
you wanted me to tool. Let's talk to her.
That one backfired on me a little bit. I'll admit this. Please, tell us about the Satan worshiping and the thing.
And the thing with the stuff? I don't really have a Satan worship. I was born in New York. I'm the daughter of a mortician.
Magician or musician?
Mortician.
Oh, my God.
But was it a magical singing mortician? That's what I want to know.
Sadly, no. He was kind of a brick.
Was it? Okay. So it wasn't a musician mortician.
No.
Okay. That'd be a good gig, though. If anybody wants to do that, you got to pay me 5% on the royalty rights for that, right? The
kind
musician
of feel like
mortician.
It's sort of my birthright then, right?
It's sort of like singing in the rain, only with more corpses.
You know what it's not like?
It's not like Christmas in your mouth.
No.
So listen, you're being rather evasive with the question, so I'm afraid we're going to have to dig deep. Dig deep into the bag of tricks here. Go into my own private stash of research. I've got a team of 17 research ninjas who are not skeptics. Thank God for that, all right? And we have a question. We understand, if I have this correct here, that at one time you were working your way through college as a roadie. Is this correct? And I believe that you were a roadie for New Kids on the Block. Now, this is a multi-part question, so let me get through all this. Yes. So as I understand it, your job for New Kids on the Block was moving the amps and the instruments, also scoring coke, lining up the whores. Please tell us, in order of virulence, which of the new kids has the worst STDs? And part two of the question, talk about Joey's fascination with the Dirty Sanchez. Answer.
Well, I think you got my job wrong. I was the fluffer.
Joey, Dirty Sanchez, virulence, STDs, New Kids on the Block, backstage, go. Adult beverage. Fucking crap. What more could you want? It's like fucking clown in your mouth. I don't know. It's. I know you guys love clowns. Am I wrong? Who doesn't
with
love a clown?
Citrus essences.
Imagine a clown right in your mouth, Gabish. We need to finish this shot because I got ahead of myself again.
Do I have to answer until I?
No, you can think about this. You think about what you've done with the Satan worshiping New Kids on the Block in the backstage and the.
They did wear a lot of black.
They did. And Joey McIntyre with
Joey
with the Dirty thing. Sanchez. I don't know.
Oh, what the? Just got
it on my dress. I've heard that's what she said. Oh, just got it on my dress. Hello, people. You're not even with me tonight. I don't know what's happening. If any of you have brought beverages with you, please raise your glass to participate in my social media experiment.
We only had to do three.
It's like Facebook only with less face. Here we go. Put it down.
Salute.
Salute. Mm. Oh, you know what? It's like you're changing the oil on your fucking IROC Z, and a little bit of drip of that deliciousness gets on your lips, you know? It is. It tastes like IROC Z oil in your fucking mouth. What do you think of that?
I like IROC Z oil better.
So listen, now you have to answer this question truthfully and honestly. You can't say, I got nothing. This isn't fucking Clinton under oath. All right, Jesus, here we go.
I did not have sex with that woman.
Please talk about your roadie experiences. And I swear to God, I am not making this up. Roadie for New Kids on the Block.
I was young. They were cute.
Did you do Joey McIntyre?
I didn't. Yeah. Here's the true thing. I don't have any bad stories. They were good kids. We had a really tight, clean ship. That's what she said. I do have one story about, I don't know if you know this, but tours follow each other around the country. And so we followed Depeche Mode and Def Leppard followed us. And
I have listened to many a Def Leppard song in my fucking IROC Z, I will tell you this.
And I have seen with my own eyes, if you're backstage at a Def Leppard concert. I've seen my own eyes, these eyes, never going to forget.
Those eyes?
These ones.
I see those eyes.
Def Leppard have a lot of groupies. They have a lot of folks want to come back and hang out a little bit, except for the guy maybe with the one arm. They don't, not so crazy for him. But anybody else, they want a little bit of him. There was a little kitty litter box backstage.
You're saying a box for kitties with the litter and the poo.
Or maybe just the tinkle, I don't
know. Or the pee. Scoop it up. The sandy crystals that make the easy cleanup, this thing.
Exactly. And the girls got in there.
The girls got in the sandbox.
This is what I'm told.
With the poo and the cat pee.
I think it wasn't cat pee. I think it was maybe for the girls. I don't know.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it was disgusting. And here's what I did the whole time. Like,
oh, God.
And then somebody came and grabbed me by the wrist. Was like, come on. I'm like, are you? What? That's it?
So.
But as I understand it, that was your gateway backstage. If you were a groupie who wanted to get a little Def Leppard.
So let me understand the pure rockness that is Def Leppard.
Well, I think it was a play on leopard, maybe. I'm not really.
Oh, I see, because the leopard's a cat. That's fucking fantastic.
I got this far.
Normally a giant box of kitty litter with human pee and feces. I don't know. It doesn't do much for me this time. I'm strangely aroused. I don't know what's going on. Standing out like little erasures over here. You know what I'm saying? I got a nippy hard on, not just from the Tuaca, which does taste like a clown in your mouth, an oily clown. Oh, like your clowns weren't oily when you were a kid, right?
But I don't know anything about Joey Mac. I don't know anything but Jordan, well.
Jordan
Jonathan.
Liked the Dirty Sanchez then. Or was it the Arabian Goggles? Which
definitely
was
definitely probably Don. I don't, Danny.
No?
No, I got nothing.
No? Toss salad?
Hey, what? Are you drinking or are you thinking?
Oh.
Yeah, what now about I know Donnie? Why she's the effing shot slut. Give a girl a break.
What about Donnie? Donnie had to do the Arabian goggles to at least one bitch, is what I'm saying. Come on. Arabian goggles. You know what Arabian goggles is? Who in here knows what an Arabian goggles is?
I'm saying it's a scientific term.
Raise your hand if you know what the Arabian goggles is. You don't know? Y'all got to get yourself a fucking IROC Z because this thing will take care of itself. Or my second vehicle is a van with a big Aztec and a chariot on the side. All right? That's airbrushed.
Converted van?
That was also done by Pauly. Big nuts. Always trust a man who spells nuts with a Z. You know? What's that? Somebody with a Z. Yeah. You trust a man who spells nuts with a Z. Arabian goggles is developed somewhere in the Arabian area. And what
Where's
that is...
the Arabian area?
You know, it's that area by...
North of Cleveland?
By Iraq, I think it is.
Iraq. Is that where your Z comes from?
Yeah, Iraq Z's, of course, are fucking made in Iraq. What?
That's a solid...
Well, they don't fucking call them Cleveland Z's.
They don't.
So the Arabian goggles is... You can look this up yourself if you want. It's a lovely site called Urban Dictionary. It's fantastic. What you do is... That is the placing of the testicles upon the eyes of a female to protect her in case of a sandstorm. If there is a sandstorm, you would not want to see her get a grain of grit in her eye. I believe you nerdy people call this silica or some shit like that. It's sand. It fucking gets in your eye and it burns and stuff like that. So you put some testicles over your eyes like this. Why again am I reminded of my birthday party when I was 7? I'm having fucking flashbacks here. I don't even know what's happening.
That wasn't oil from the IROC Z. I'm not
Why
gonna
do
lie
I
to
smell
you.
Grease paint when I close my eyes? What is that taste? It's not Tuaca.
It's like fucking Christmas.
It is. It's like fucking Christmas. All right, so I gotta tell you, you really gave me nothing to New Kids on the Block.
I got nothing.
Def Leppard with the ladies in the kitty box
I,
and the pool.
I have
the
recently
pee.
Been informed that instead of the play on words on leopard, it could be because pussy.
That's disgusting. Why would you talk about that on my show? Please don't use that fucking kind of language. It's a family show. Thank you very much. All right, so here we go. Question number 5. This is the bonus round where the points really add up.
No.
All right, what I'm going to do, because clearly there's not enough liquor in this Irish alcohol processing factory.
I am a little bit overheated. I'm not going to lie.
I tell you. Not even Lewis and Clark could throw down this much alcohol. You know what I'm saying? All right, so we're going to switch these around. I got this one off of the Twitter. You know, that's that other social media site. People get on the Twitter and they post some messages. You got apparently 140 characters
Frankie,
to say something.
Do you know that I know your cousin? You didn't mention to the crowd that I'm.
He's
met.
Already in fucking bed, this guy. What is it, only 1 o'clock in the morning? He's got nothing on me. All right, here we go. As we know, those of you who play on the Twitter or the Sit Facebook, whatever you call this shit. Well, Twitter ID over here happens to be a real girl. So we had a question come in from William Paul. Why the Twitter handle? Were people assuming she was a fake girl too much and things?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Drink your drink. Hold on. I'm sorry. I got all caught up in the Twitter and the kitty litter box. I believe you can forgive me for this. What the fuck am I supposed to do? It's Def Leppard, kitty litter. I rock Z's, made in Iraq, not Cleveland. Here we go. Raise your glass. Participate in the social media experiment. What the fuck is social media, first of all? Anybody?
I'm an expert.
Oh, you're an expert? You should write a book is what you should do. All right, here we go. Salud.
Salud.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Damn, do I hate Christmas.
It's sort of like a sort of like a amaretto kind of rancid kind of bologna taste going on.
Chef Stalkers.
I've often thought to myself, I don't have enough bologna in my liquor. So once again, I would like to say... Yeah, of course.
I tell you that last year at Dragon Con, who asked me to buy a bottle of Tuaca apparently. For them? Because they love Tuaca. You have to try it.
It's a liquor brewed...
And now look at her a year later.
It is a liquor brewed from the hot, moist, beady sweat that collects in the taint region of Roman legions.
The fuck is a Roman legion in 2010?
They still exist.
Where?
The Roman legions. Tuscany, what the fuck? Do I gotta draw a map to this shit? It's just right from Iraq, where I make disease. Too much with the sass, as somebody you might know might say. So here we go. What's with the A-real girl? Oh, we're fanning out the boobs? No, this is fantastic. This is like an added thing. Do I need to get a kitty litter box to make this a real show?
No.
Please explain the handle.
So my name's A. People don't know. The short answer is a little bit different. The long answer is, my name's A. People can't tell just by that if I'm a boy or a girl, so I kind of help them out with the girl part. And
help out with girl parts?
Most of the time, but, you know.
This is all right.
Yeah.
That's an admirable job. You could be a gynecologist.
An admirable job.
Yes. A real lady cakes would be too long for Twitter.
Real lady cakes? A real cookie?
A real cookie.
So you've got a bench at home with the stirrupy things then.
Also,
because you help with the lady bits.
Right. I used to do a lot of this. So that was the...
I think I can't top that one. That's just fantastic.
Used to do a lot of that. People were like, I know you. How do I know you? How do I know? Oh, that's how I know you.
Well, Frankie, if you were on the Twitter, what would be your screen name?
I believe my screen name would be fucking awesome IROC-Z.
That's pretty long. I don't think
that or bitchin' Firebird. Bitchin' Camaro. Along with the trans.
Did you just say something about trannies?
What's that?
Because those are not real girls, but I got a lot of props for them.
I don't believe trannies came up in the conversation.
You just said tranny.
No, that's a transmission. If you want to get your gear shifted, trust a guy who spells nuts with a Z. That's what I'm saying.
I definitely want to get my gear shifted. How do I do that?
Shout out again to Paulie Big Nuts, longtime sponsor of the show, even though we are on a fifth episode.
How do you know that he's got big nuts?
His name is Paulie Big Nuts with a Z. Jesus. If he was trying to perpetrate, he would spell that with an S.
I would like empirical evidence of the big nuts.
I'll have him send you YouTube. All right, there you go.
The YouTube.
George Drop comes on stage and phallic symbols start dropping like fucking clockwork. You know what I'm saying? That was not the Arabian goggles, okay? That was the double squirrel shuffle.
Willing to try that with George if he's willing. I'm just saying.
That was the double Dutch rudder is what that was. I know I am not going to explain to you what a double Dutch rudder is. You're going to have to watch some more movies.
My whiskey.
All right. So now I'm afraid I'm going to need a double shot for both of us. You can join us. We got a double?
No, please.
Hold on. I'm afraid I have... We have... There are Robert's Rules of Orders on this show.
I got a please, no, no, no,
which means I have to go to my completely impartial third party judge who happens to be from that region of the world. Maria, if you're going to have to say, does she drink, does she not drink this double shot? Drink!
That's your friend right there.
Go!
I would like to revise my question, the skeptic question answer, please.
We're trying to drink a shot, for fuck's sake. Now, those of you who do not work with a Kovacs on a regular basis, this is the first sign of inebriation. The long tape delay in her head now is going back 17 minutes. What just happened? I missed some shit.
The shot slot has my back. I'm just saying.
Because I love her.
All right, so here we go. This is, how many shots is this, people?
One too many.
It's not 10, for fuck's sake. It's not an X. This is a Roman Legion show. Five? Is this five? We're going to go ahead and call this five. It's not five and six, sir. There's a decimal involved, please.
It's this one. It's this many.
Here we go with the fifth shot. All of you who happen to have a beverage, please raise your glass. Hold on. Come up here and get this bottle of Jameson's. You two right there. These are professional drinkers, for God's sake.
Also, your former shot slot?
Former shot slot. Jennifer did a great job on the last show.
Oh, she's bowing down to the new mistress.
People, I am trying to air this as a pilot for the Fox Network. Please, with the showing of the cookie and the dropping of the dick thing onto the end of the deck. Get up, Abby!
Hi, Mom.
I'm sorry, before we do the shot, put your glasses down. We're going to have to call on George Rabb to come up and do a random gibberish sound that will sound like it's Italian referring to my taint. George, please come up. Got about these and Gabies are taken, please. Here we go. Watch
Genius.
Yeah. George Rabb, you heard it here first. He's fucked up to the gills is what's happening. He's been doing shots the whole night. So here we go. Fifth and final shot. And salute. How you doing?
How you doing?
No, seriously, how you doing? You know what my lunch is saying right now? Hey, how you doing? He's going to come out and say hello and make an entrance. So you never answered, first of all, a real girl, so you've now fucked yourself up with another shot. Please answer that question.
All right, so here's the question. Here's the answer. The question is, my parents... The stupid story goes like this. My mom wanted Lara, my dad wanted Laura with a U, or the other way around. Whatever, they couldn't agree.
Is that an Irish name, Laura?
Lara.
Lara?
I don't fucking know.
Okay.
Regardless, I already said my dad was a prick. He was like, if I can't have mine, you can't have yours. They decided they would name me A and decide later. And then they decided that they would let me decide later. And then they decided that they would fuck up my entire high school experience because motherfucker, who has a name like A? So in high school, I was Amy for a while. I was Amanda for a while. I was Amy again for a while. I was Amanda for a while. And then I went back to A.
If only your middle name had been Firebird. A Firebird. Everybody would have loved you.
My brother really wanted me to choose S names, like A Suzanne Sasha or something like that.
If you spell Sasha with a Z, then that might work out for you.
Does that mean I'm
big? You could have dated Polly Big Nuts, and then I would have two sponsors for the show, maybe a whole family business. Who can say?
Really want to meet this Polly Big Nuts.
You don't want to meet Polly Big Nuts. We also call him Quad because there's no way there's only two in there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm making this.
Gotta be four. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole kind of a bun in the oven thing going on downtown, is what I'm saying.
I'm making this trip in the next few weeks to the Arabian Peninsula. I was hoping maybe Polly could come with.
Polly could do the Arabian goggles for like a whole Roman legion all by himself, all right? All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, my research ninjas have gone through and done this.
Oh,
this is a
bitches.
Very difficult question.
And if it's you bitches, bitches.
I don't know why you're talking to them.
Because bitches is my bitches.
So here we go. Because, ladies and gentlemen, do you think that A. Kovacs has been a good guest on Let's Get Pissed with the FDO? She's been a good guest, therefore she gets a delightful reward of more Christmas or oily clowns in her mouth in the Secret Six shot.
You forgot to do a drink, a shot.
Here we go. Before I ask the sixth and final question of Let's Get Pissed with the FDO, first of all, salute to Tuaca, our sponsor, Taint Juice of the Roman Legions. Big shout out to Polly Big Nuts with a Z. And here we go. Those of you who have brought beverages with you, please raise them high. Even you, cutie. Come on. Share the drink, for Christ's sakes. Jesus Christ. I'm not doing this for my health, for fuck's sake. All right? Here we go. Here's our grand social media experiment involving a lot of drinking and possibly some vomiting later. But a vomitorium is a product of the Romans. Centurions
it's like
are
Christmas.
Romans. Roman legions. It is like Christmas thrown up in your grandma's toilet. Here we go. Raise them up high and salute!
Salute!
No, 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 no.
Oh.
All right.
Say she did.
Hey, Kovacs. In a brief. Who drank your drink? Usually, when you want to keep it a secret, you don't tell the host you didn't drink your drink.
Mine.
Then drink the. That was not your goddamn drink.
That
pour
was
another
mine.
Shot. I'm sorry, we have rules.
Drink, this was mine.
Drink your drink.
This was mine.
Drink your drink.
I'm done. I'm not done.
Look at Donna. Donna's taking it like a trooper. Again, the Jenna Jameson backstage at the ABN Awards. Drink.
That was yours.
Drink.
That was yours.
Drink.
That was yours.
I'm dead serious.
Thanks,
fucking drink. Yikes. Normally, I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, the first
right,
female
bitches.
Guest of Let's Get Pissed on the FDO.
Usually, it's not Let's Get Pissed on the FDO.
Yes.
It's not.
Usually there are threats of a tire iron in the back of the fucking skull and other threats of violence like a lamp shoved up the ass. I have not done this because I am a gentleman.
That's good to know.
So here we go. A. Kovacs, in a moment of This Is Your Life,
you
we're
suck.
Going to have...
I don't even know what this question is, but I know for good goddamn sure you suck.
I have to
fucking
say,
stalkers.
Next to buying my first fucking black Trans Am, which was actually used in fucking Smokey and the Bandit, this is the greatest moment of my fucking life right here.
You suck so hard, I can't
hey,
even
Kovacs,
explain it.
Will you please show us the correct way to dance to the hit song We Built This City on Rock and Roll?
Yeah.
DJ, give me a beat.
Say you don't know me.
a do-over.
Someone fetch me a kitty litter box. This will be fantastic.
You shut your face. You stay right there. The short story is this. I grew up in New York City. I moved to Vancouver, Washington. Anybody from anywhere in Washington? It's like this fucking big. I didn't fit in. Nobody talked to me for 6 months. I was a very, very sad girl. And then I realized I could try out for the dance squad. So I didn't ask anybody for help because I didn't want any bitches stealing my plan. I picked We Built This City because fucking Starship. And then it all kind of fell apart. I will show you the dance that actually got me on the dance squad, made me friends, made me who I am today, before I met the fucking FDO.
Fucking FDO.
Might not live through the night.
Should we let you get into position, then cue the music is what we should do?
And your dollar bills.
Get your goddamn jazz hands up already. Unless you did drive here in an IROC Z. No jazz hands.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock.
Give it up for A.
Ladies and
YouTube, here it comes.
Ladies and gentlemen, if any of you would like to participate in the 8th and secret final shot that does not have a question, please get your beverage. I see two things in my face. Why am I now thinking of junior high? What's happening? All right, here we go. Can we have one more? Will you do one more shot with me? Because we go back so far.
I will if you fucking build this city. Can we cue that one more time? Just until the jazz hands end. Like.
Do it.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this.
Thank you, Sister Mary Teresa, for both the dance lessons and the knuckle shuffle at lunch. I appreciate that very much. Here you go, Cookie.
I don't know if you guys know, I used to be the director of Doom at Dark Overlord Media. That ended when I built this fucking city.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have a round of applause for our shot slut, Donna Mugavero? Excuse me. And far more importantly, can I please have a round of applause for Donna Mugavero's boots? Oh, get a beast! Something just happened in my warm and jumbly region. I don't know what that was. Bada bing, bada booge. How you doing? Oh, Jesus, it's like a fucking clown convention out there. Let's try this again. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
There we go, fucking good enough. Apparently, 8 shots is plenty for you people. Also, can I please have a round of applause for Skepchick? Tool, a big pharma, and director of Doom, A. Kovacs. Give her a round of applause. And I don't know about you people, but we're all the way through a 5th of Tuaca. I am now pissed with the FDO, even though I am the FDO. I'm going to get my fucking IROC Z, drive drunk, and get the fuck out of here. Thank you all for coming out tonight. Hey, no, raise your goddamn drinks and one more time. 1, 2, 3, salute. Oh,
you know. Fucking hate Christmas.
You know what that's like?
It's like Christmas.
No. It's like this one time, it's like Tyrannosaurus testicles fucking Arabian goggling you right there. But it's right after the meteor hit. So there's this iridium dripping into your mouth, you know what I'm saying? Fucking iridium layer dripping into your mouth. Fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex goggles. Oh, Jesus. Fucking fantastic.
It's
Thank
so
you all very
bad.
Much and good fucking night to all of you.
You have been listening to The Friday Fix, hosted by A. Kovacs. Produced by the A-Team of A. Kovacs and Ariok Morningstar. Content in this podcast is copyright of Dark Overlord Media and might just kick you in the nuts when you're not looking. For more information on author Scott Sigler and for free weekly audio fiction, visit scottsigler.com. Theme music is the song City of Angels by The Distillers off the album Sing Sing Death House.